K-A-Y-T-F-M.
This is K-A-Y-T-F-M.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Thank you.
Give God praise. Come on, give God praise in this building. Anybody excited about another opportunity? You could complain, but you're not. You could. You could say something is wrong, but you're not. Give God praise all over this world. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. If he's worthy, give him your best praise. And with the fruit of your lips and the clapping of your hands, let him know just how worthy he is in this place. All over this place, give him glory. Give him honor. Magnify his holy name. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. The death angel passed by your house. He's been so good. And I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he's been just that good.
Amen.
You know, my mom and dad would say, if somebody do something for you, the least you can do is say thank you. He's done so much. He's done so much, and the least we can do is say thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Give God one more hand, grab a prayer. Hallelujah. You can be seated.
Thank you, Lord.
For just a quick second. I'm not going to be before you long because I know we have a protocol. Amen.
Amen.
I just had a couple things. Watching that video, I realized something, that I'm part of this 107 years.
Yes, yeah.
Amen. I'm a drill team right here.
Amen.
When the video talked about children's church starting, I was one of the first children. A couple of these right here. Amen. We were those children. And so when we talk about a rich heritage, we're talking about the products of a rich heritage that continue. I'm standing here preaching after Sister Freeman. Who, me? Amen.
Amen.
It's just an awesome experience, amen, to be found in the house of the Lord. Because we could be found in so many other places at this point in time. We could be found in a grave, amen. Somebody coming to visit a headstone with flowers. But I am grateful on today that God has spared us for such a time as this.
Amen.
Amen. To Pastor Mathis and to everyone in this place, we praise God for this opportunity. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we're not going to hold it up long. Amen. You know what? You all, I'm a little uncomfortable because I haven't been in a suit in over a year and a half. Amen. It's funny how times change, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I had to make sure something fit in that closet. Amen. Amen. All right, I'm done. Okay, let us stand to our feet for the reading of our scripture. We're going to turn to Matthew 5, 14 through 16. You all pray for me as I pray for you, and we'll get to heaven together.
Amen.
Amen. This is a somewhat familiar passage of scripture. But I pray today that we'll get some new understanding and some new revelation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So Matthew 5, 14 through 16. And it commences, I'm reading for the New American Standard. Read from whatever version you have. Amen. Verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Your light must shine before people in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. For just a short period of time, we're going to look at our subject for today. We'll leave the light on for you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his holy word. In 1986, Motel 6 launched an ad campaign that was meant to appeal to the average everyday man.
Yeah.
They targeted the demographic by letting them know that they could get a good night's sleep in a clean and comfortable room for a reasonable rate. So at the end of each one of the radio advertisements, the announcer would say in a very calm voice, "I'm Tom Bodet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you."
Amen.
So for the very weary traveler listening to that sound, subconsciously, it didn't matter what time of the night they arrived, the light would be on, and they could find a clean, comfortable place to rest. For the last 36 years, this same notion of a guiding light has drawn people consistently to the hotel chain. And it's one of the best-selling hotel chains in the mid-range price range, because people come looking for a good night's rest. And they're coming because they left the light on for you.
Yeah.
Though it was a tagline for them, it is the embodiment of who we are supposed to be as the church. Light is one of those things that can easily be taken for granted until it's no longer available. Okay, one of the things that the Pastor Matthews read in my bio is that I'm from Texas. I'm from Louisiana, but I'm still claiming, always be a Louisiana boy, but I live in Texas.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Right.
And living in Texas, I know you saw the news of the last few weeks. There's something that happened in Texas that we didn't expect. And the cold storm came through and it knocked out all of the power in the state. So we didn't expect to lose power, but when we did lose power, something was wrong.
Yeah.
Because we no longer had light, so now we had to consider how we were going to get it.
Yeah.
And because we didn't have light, there was something missing, and we didn't realize how much light was, how important light was until we didn't have it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
And so what we said is, what happened is Texas was disconnected from the power source.
Yeah.
The rest of the country is on a consistent power source, but Texas is separate.
Yeah.
So one of the things we have to realize is that when we separate ourselves from the power source, sometimes we'll go without light. Sometimes we'll find ourselves in the dark because we separated ourselves from the power source. And so if you separate yourself...
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@